This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Let's get to the NFL Pressure Cooker. Award-winning segment. This is up for multiple macaroni awards.
Oh, yeah.
That's what they're telling me behind the scenes.
Macaroni?
The macaronis are calling us, and they want us to...
Marconis are no more.
No, no, no. This is a more prestigious award in radio. The macaronis want this segment as a candidate for their segment of the year.
Okay.
So, if you're new to the NFL Pressure Cooker, who is under the most pressure? You can go teams. You go coaches. You go players.
Yeah.
And you throw them into the pressure cooker. We let it cook for 36 hours to 48 hours until we're sitting around on Sunday morning. And then you have a delicious meal of all these pressure cooked ingredients. And who's under the most pressure this weekend?
I got a couple Instapots that are about to beat. Okay.
I'm ready to go.
I'm starting with the obvious one in London.
Yeah.
I mean, this.
Now, do you go team, coach, quarterback? Who is it? All of the above? Just one of them?
I think it's the coach.
I think I agree with you there.
I think it's Salah.
I think it's Salah more than the team, because the team can drop to 2 and 3, but somebody takes the place of him, and then maybe vibes change a little bit.
Nathaniel Hackett's got a great head coaching record, so I think we should give him that job.
Yeah. I'm going to go with just the general Ravens-Bengals game. The Bengals cannot drop to 1-4. They will be cooked if they drop to 1-4. And conversely, on the other side, this is a divisional game, and the Ravens would be 2-3 if they lost.
Depending on what happens in that Pittsburgh game, you might be, what would that be, 3 games out of first place if you lose this one and the Steelers win?
It's a massive game for both teams. It's a good game on paper. I think this is the pressure cooker for Deshaun. I think this is the week.
Is the week it matters?
I do. I think if they lose and they continue to look how they look and he plays poorly. Because I love that, by the way. The narrative somehow was that, oh, he actually played well against the Raiders.
No.
He didn't throw the football on their final 4th and 3 play.
Yes.
Didn't throw it.
No.
So I'm going Deshaun Watson pressure cooker. They lose and they look bad. He's going to get benched. I don't care what he's getting paid. I think Stefanski will have no choice. And it's got to be a pressure cooker for Doug Peterson.
Yeah,
he goes 0-5. I don't know how he survives.
Lost the locker room already.
He says he doesn't.
Trying to claim he didn't.
He dropped to 0-5 against Anthony Richardson or Flacco. I don't know how he doesn't get fired.
All right. What ingredients are you throwing in, Swag?
I'm looking at that game, too. I think it's on both the quarter. Well, Anthony Richardson, if he plays, all the pressure is on him.
They showed the backup showed what he could do last week.
Flacco looked like a pro. Now, he can't run around, obviously, if you're going to go to him. But he was a pro, and he took control of the offense, and he guided that team and made stuff happen. If Richardson plays, he's got to look like he's in full control and not running around, like, making it up.
Hmm.
I think it's the same for Lawrence. I know Peterson's in the pressure cooker, but Lawrence at some point has to do the same thing and take the reins and just – will his team to get a victory.
Imagine
they're at
0-5 start for the Jags if they lose this weekend. 0-5.
He starts to get labeled at that. There's no more, well, he had a bad coach here, or he had this, or didn't have that. I think it's on.
He's missing some bad throws. Like some throws that you just don't miss.
Urban Meyer's been gone for a while now.
Which team is regretting their quarterback contract more, the Jags or the Dolphins?
I think the Dolphins, just because they don't have their...
Meteor? Can I vote Meteor on that one?
I don't know. They can't keep him on the field. They can't
the other one's
healthy.
On the field, and he can't do anything.
They can't win a game. They're 0-4.
Yeah, I mean, I would probably go Miami just because of the concussions, but...
Dude, they just are starting those contracts.
Yeah, but at least you might be able to move Lawrence. Somebody thinks some coach with a massive ego.
You think a team's taking that contract if
this
continues?
Always coaches with massive egos, offensive gurus.
Yeah, Lions took off. I mean, if you could get rid of that, the Eagles eventually traded the Wentz contract.
You can't move Tua if he can't be on the field.
Swag, yeah. I don't disagree with that point. And your Goff point, okay, fair. How much was Goff making at that point when he got traded? Lawrence is going to make like 50-some million dollars a year.
Yeah. I mean, the contracts have risen exponentially in the last decade.
Offensive coaches' egos know no bounds. They will look at it.
Okay, then find the team. What team needs a quarterback that has an offensive ego?
That would be Cleveland.
So Cleveland's going to pay Deshaun the next 2 years and bring in Lawrence?
I would do career earnings.
Not well.
They can't get rid of Deshaun.
Yeah, they
he was making at the end of that deal, the carryover, it was basically 30,
yeah, it was
30-ish million dollars.
Which was high in the moment. We need to be fair there. It's a little context. It was like, whoa, they're going to take it on.
It
okay.
was. So his the year he was traded, the Rams picked up $2.5 million of his salary to pay him, and the Lions paid him $25.5 basically, and some change. So
Lawrence
he was around 30.
Make 55.
And he's going to make 55, yeah.
And has it even started yet? I think he's got another year.
Let me look that up, too. Now, the salary cap has risen, but that's a valid point on trading contracts. This one is much bigger. His extension has not kicked in yet. His big pay bump, his cap hit is, not even that has risen that much either. It doesn't even really kick in until another 2 years. Yeah. His cap hit jumps up to $35 million in 2 years.
Is it the Rams? Is it McVay?
Could be the Rams.
Because their backup's Garoppolo.
Could be Daboll.
With an older Stafford, could be. I mean, I don't think they're going to trade him this season, but...
You want that?
I'm just...
Is Brian Daboll even going to be in New York next year?
That's the bigger question.
Is he going to have a job?
Is the NFL pressure cooker for everybody?
It's the thing is everybody included. I mean, can I throw a random one at you?
It's McCarthy. I think this is the week. I think if they go out and the Cowboys stink it up in Pittsburgh, I think Jarrah might... feel enough heat where he's got to do something.
Come, he landed a helicopter on the practice field. I don't think there's any heat for him.
No.
He's making money, man.
Well, there's not heat for him in his job, but I think...
Why would he fire him?
I mean, he should have fired him after the playoffs.
Yes. Well, why would he fire him 5 games into the year?
That was the time to do it. Remember when they were embarrassed at home in the playoffs in the wild card round?
Yeah, the last coach they fired in season. Can you remember that?
Oh, God.
I'm just curious.
I don't know the answer to that.
I don't know.
I don't think it was Garrett.
No.
Was it Campo?
God, who knows?
It's not something to that point, though. It's not something they do regularly.
Does, but I think...
Do you miss that team?
God, no.
Yeah,
it's so much fun watching it from afar. Now I'm not invested. A mess.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
I'm going to throw a random one at you for this weekend. We have not really talked much about them at all, and sure. I think they're going to get blown out this weekend. I might even spread the line on the game. What are the Cardinals doing? They have their franchise quarterback back. They had, you know, Jonathan Gannon had fire in his gut last year.
You have fire in your gut? Yeah,
and they were terrible, and everybody said, well, it's because you didn't have a quarterback, and that's fair. Kyler Murray was out. Did he miss all the season or come back and play a couple of games? Can't remember, but missed the vast majority of the year at least. Like, this was, hey, the Cardinals, look at that. Come out, look good in week one, where you just eke out, you know, okay, the Bills edgy at the end, but you played well. Blow out the Rams in week two, and it's like, oh, look at this. Well, Kyler's playing great.
That was also the day the Rams quite literally came apart.
Yes.
Puka wouldn't play.
Nobody
Cooper
played.
Left. Like, they got injured. That was the game they became injured.
In the last 2 weeks at home, they've been outscored a combined 62-27 in losses to the Lions and then a 30-point drubbing at the hands of the Commanders. They could fall to 1-4 this weekend. I mean, their season is, I would argue, already over if you lose this weekend, which I think that they will. It's definitely over at 1-4 in that division. Nobody really talks about them because they're kind of an irrelevant franchise, but that's one that I like. What are they, talk about quarterbacks in their contract. What's Kyler Murray?
Well,
is that your
yeah.
franchise quarterback? Do you go draft a guy next offseason in the draft if your season continues this direction? They deserve a little more spotlight for a team that was a trendy pick for some in the offseason. Disastrous start to the year.
We don't do this with other positions very often. We do it at quarterback. We love to talk about Jaden Daniels. He's the talk of the draft. You know, everything we thought Caleb is what Jaden is, right? That's what we do.
Because you're a singular player at a singular position that touches the ball on every
play. Do you want to know a dirty secret? Malik Nabers has been far and away better than Marvin Harrison Jr., and he's got a worse quarterback.
Yes.
And I'm not saying this is Harrison Jr.'s fault or that I'm out on him. I find it interesting. We do this game with quarterbacks. We don't largely do it with other positional players. Nabers with Janiel Dones is catching 8 to 10 balls a game.
That he is.
Making an impact.
Janiel Dones.
He's getting he's set the record for the most targets by a rookie in his first four games.
He looks awesome.
Harrison had the start to the Rams game, which was great, two TDs. Outside of that, he wasn't targeted very much at all against Buffalo. That became a narrative after week one. And last week, he got looked at in the first half, had no looks in the second half. So either this is a Kyler problem, a chemistry problem, but it's just that was the generational can't-miss receiver of the group. Nabers off to a quicker start in his career. So I'm with you. The Cardinals are a good one because they've got a lot of questions.
You kind of do all of them, encompassing the coach, the quarterback, the star wide receiver, to your point. Like, they're on the road in San Francisco this weekend. Good luck there. So that's one. Any final candidates? Do we get all of our ingredients into the pressure cooker? Are we feeling good about that?
I think most of them are in there. Like Dolphins, they suck and they lose. Nobody's
like Patriots, nobody cares.
I am interested to see what the Texans do against the Bills.
Texans are an interesting one.
They haven't been winning very pretty.
Nope, they got blown out by the Vikings a couple weeks ago.
Nico is having the best year of all the receivers in the NFL, and I love me some Justin Jefferson. I still think he's wide receiver one, but Nico Collins is up here making an argument that he's probably the second best receiver in the NFL right now. But they've just looked a little weird. The defense not exactly hitting the way we thought. Should have lost last week to the Jags. Buffalo coming into town in desperation mode because they just got embarrassed. That's a good game on paper.
Really good game on paper. Excited for it. There is your award-winning NFL pressure cooker every single Friday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.